Alright folks, welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. Your daily dose of turning that fiery anger into something productive and positive. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, sometimes even I get caught in the grip of frustration. You know what I'm talking about. That feeling when your day is just, off, like a wobbly stool in a furniture store sale. But hey, that's why we're here, right? To figure out how to build a sturdy foundation for our mental well-being and crush those feelings of anger before they become a raging inferno. But today, folks, we're stepping away from the usual firestorm and talking about something just as crucial. Sleep. Ever notice how a good night's rest can make all the difference? It's like hitting that refresh button on your brain, leaving you feeling energized, focused, and ready to tackle anything. But on the flip side, a bad night's sleep. Well, let's just say it's like trying to run a marathon with lead weights strapped to your ankles. So today, we're diving deep into the world of bedtime routines. Those magical sequences that can transform your slumber from a toss and turn nightmare into a blissful oasis of restful dreams. Ready for this? Here are 5 key takeaways to upgrade your sleep game. 1. Ditch the digital den. Look, I get it. Scrolling through social media before bed is like a cozy ritual. But that blue light emitted from your screens can seriously mess with your melatonin production, the hormone that tells your body it's time to wind down. Think of it like this. You wouldn't blast rock music in a library, right? So why expose your brain to stimulating electronic signals just before bedtime? 2. Create a calm haven. Your bedroom should be your sanctuary, folks. A place where peace and quiet reign supreme. That means no TVs blaring, no frantic work sessions, and absolutely no arguments. Think soft lighting, calming scents, lavender's always a winner, and comfy bedding that feels like a cloud. You deserve it. 3. The power of routine. Just like your favorite sitcom follows a predictable format, your bedtime routine should too. This could involve a warm bath, reading a book, paperbacks are best, remember? Or some gentle stretching. Consistency is key here, folks. Your body thrives on predictability. It's like telling your internal clock, hey, this is what happens next. 4. Fuel your sleep. What you eat and drink throughout the day can directly impact your sleep quality. Avoid those heavy meals and sugary treats right before bed, as they can lead to indigestion and restless nights. Instead, opt for a light snack like some almonds or a banana. Think sleep-friendly fuel. And remember, hydration is essential. Drink plenty of water throughout the day, but cut back on caffeine and alcohol in the evening hours. They might seem relaxing at first, but they can disrupt your sleep cycle later on. 5. Embrace the darkness. You know how it feels when you step into a completely dark room after being out in bright sunlight? That instant feeling of calmness? Well, that's because darkness triggers the production of melatonin, our sleep hormone. So, dim those lights an hour or two before bedtime and consider using blackout curtains if needed. Let me tell you a story about my neighbor, Sarah. She used to be a master of staying up late, glued to her phone, scrolling through endless streams of content. She'd crash into bed exhausted but always felt like she hadn't truly slept. One day, she stumbled upon this whole concept of bedtime routines and decided to give it a shot. She started by ditching the phone an hour before bed, replaced screen time with reading a book, and even got herself a lavender-scented candle for some extra relaxation. Guess what? She started falling asleep faster, waking up feeling more refreshed, and her energy levels skyrocketed. It was like she'd unlocked a secret superpower. Now, I know it can be tempting to stay up late and squeeze in just a little more me time, but trust me on this, folks. Prioritizing sleep is one of the most powerful things you can do for your overall well-being. You'll find yourself feeling happier, more focused, and even more patient when you're well-rested. So, what are you waiting for? Start building your own bedtime sanctuary today. Remember, a good night's sleep isn't just about resting. It's about refueling your mind and body so you can conquer the day with renewed energy and focus. And don't forget to share your own bedtime routines or any tips that have worked for you in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay awesome, stay well rested, and remember, even anger can be turned into action when we prioritize self-care. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.